So I don't actually know what a Lemonhead is. I've never seen a Lemonhead before.
It's just this lemon is a good candy.
Opportunity.
No, thank you.
This is a good opportunity.
No, it's a lemon hard candy.
You have never tasted sour.
Not true.
What's sour?
I love me some sour gummy worms.
Ooh. Oh, that's, those don't count.
But that's not like this
those sour. Aren't sour.
That's sour.
Try it, Nico.
It's kind of. It's delicious. No. It's pretty interesting though.
Made with real lemon juice.
Real, supposedly is real.
Oh my god, that is sort of a creepy. That's a baby.
Yeah.
That's a lemon baby.
Yeah, it is a lemon baby.
With a lot of hair.
No, he's a lemon head.
Wow.
Yeah. Looks like Hey Arnold. Remember Football Head?
Remember Helga?
Helga! Oh,
you make my girlhood quiver.
That's
Tremble.
A lot.
Tremble. Oh, it was Tremble. You're right.
Because the guy responded, did Helga just say she makes Arnold makes her pussy quiver?
Yep.
What?
Have you not seen that?
No. It's an actual quote from the show. She says, he makes my girlhood tremble.
And some guy on Reddit like took that screenshot with the subtitles, posted it, and just said, did she just say that Arnold makes her pussy quiver?
That's not as great as the Animaniacs thing about Prince.
Dust for Prince?
No. Fingerprints. Remember that? We're dusting for some fingerprints?
No, it says, look for Prince.
Oh, yeah.
And then Dot comes up and says, found him.
Yes.
And then Wacko goes, no, fingerprints. And she looks at Prince and just goes, I don't think so.
Oh, the sexual overtones in cartoons was the best.
Especially in that time.
It was the Warner Brothers lot. Crazy times! Crazy things going on at the Warner Brothers lot in the 90s.
Kids love it wacky!
You know what else kids love?
What?
Emojis.
Emojis. Count it. Count it, folks.
You put so much emphasis on the L.
5, 2, 6.
Sometimes my life is like an ocean, and I feel like I'm just going through the motions. My head is racing down a highway. I don't know where I'm going, but it's my way. That's when I stop.
Good afternoon.
Thumbs up, everybody. It's the Emoji Podcast.
Fuck you. All right, so we're going to do the entire podcast via emojis.
Angry face, steam coming out of the nose, pilot hood.
Mm. Interesting.
Okay. Eggplant.
Eggplant peach.
Eggplant peach baby. Coat hanger.
Whoa.
Molester moon.
The molester moon.
What does that mean?
Have you never seen the moon emoji with the face?
No, I've seen the moon.
That's like, I'm going to touch you when you sleep.
I have never thought, let's put this guy on a list.
Where was the molester moon? I wanted to see the molester moon so bad.
He had to stay 500 feet away from the production of this movie.
What if the molester moon was in this movie and he was voiced by Woody Allen?
That'd be great.
I'm going to pick Hospital 100 and Fire.
Okay.
Are you burning a hospital down 100%?
I will not confirm or deny anything of the sort. No.
Okay. Hey guys, we're here talking about the emoji movie. Just got the chills, yo. My eggplant just came out. 8=D.
It's been a while since I've done anything here with Zach. Or not Zach, fucking Nick. I'm always confused.
It's been a while since we've been together. Yeah, we're back. Here we are, guys.
Yeah, it's been a while.
The boys are back in town, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, now, there's obviously, like, within the Wise Thing universe, there is an alternate timeline to the real world.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We tell our stories out of order because we are intelligent.
We exist on a different plane.
Intellectual directors.
Right.
You know, telling things in order is so lame.
Yeah, it's so 80s.
No.
So 80s.
We're postmodern in this motherfucker.
We've transcended Tarantino.
Yeah.
Oh, we have.
Basically.
We're well past that point.
Oh, yeah.
Tarantino's been dead for 30 years.
Yeah.
It's going on.
But this is coming out before.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we have been releasing shows steadily, and you've heard some great shows over the last couple weeks, I hope. But you missed the whole R. Kelly
I actually haven't recorded a podcast in a month.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, even though
yeah.
you've heard my voice.
We got to warm you back up again.
Yeah,
no, we gotta get you going.
This is called a microphone.
Don't suck on it.
Do I
take your mouth off it? Take your mouth off the fucking... No, Nicholas!
Oh, God.
No!
Oh, God!
I hope that was pleasant to everyone's ears.
That sounds the worst.
Oh, yeah?
And so we.
Oh wait, Adam. Oh, that's not a microphone. That's not a microphone.
Nick had his hand on my leg right there. Oh yeah.
Anyway,
well, you just
okay. All right,
every joke we come up with, you just shoot it down out of the sky.
Just taking 50 cents. Okay, 50 steps forward.
I'm just gonna see how long I can stomach this.
Okay, no, Nick's gonna play fire truck.
I don't know how to play that game. But.
No. You walk your hand up. And then tell them when it gets uncomfortable, say red light. And then when they say it, it's like, fire trucks don't stop at red lights.
Oh, that is creepy.
Oh, man.
Yes, it is.
So that's why they played fire truck in Annie Hall.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Woody Allen joke again.
No, I got it.
All right, good. All right. Wouldn't have known.
My cousin's name is Annie Hall, by the way.
We know about your cousin named Annie Hall, you fuck. You want to show us your belly button, too, while you're at it?
No!
Nick, you haven't seen my belly button in a long time.
It's been a month.
No, it's 2-1.
So, we're back.
Okay.
We're democracy, motherfucker.
We've gained a lot of subscribers over the last couple of weeks.
Have we? Really?
We have.
All
right. This is new.
We're well over 200 listeners right now.
Oh. Well, hello, listeners.
So, welcome. Hello. I'm glad that you've been enjoying us, but...
I'm sorry about the fire truck thing, then.
I understand that the last... The last couple of weeks has been a standard that we will not live up to from here on out, but we are back, and we thank you, and we are glad to be here. We decided to come back after a very strong month of Why Is This Thing with one of the worst ideas that we've ever had, or one of the best ideas. I'm not exactly
depending on who you are. Nico and I think it's one of our best ideas.
I can confirm it's a bad idea because it wasn't my idea.
It's relative, yeah. And from my perspective, this is the worst idea you guys have ever had.
So... there's a movie that
I love this idea that is
in cinemas right now, and you can go and pay money to sit in a theater with children and watch it, like the four of us did this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. We've been seeing the reviews, we've been looking at the Rotten Tomato scores, and we have been tracking the apocalyptic response to the Emoji Movie. The new animated film by Columbia Pictures and Sony Pictures, starring the great T.J. Miller, James Corden, Anna Faris.
I don't know any of these names, so they're not that great.
And
that's a fucking lie.
And others. we'll get to it in just a little bit. But we said, you know what? Let's see what all the fuss is about. Is it truly as bad as the reviews are saying that they are? Is it worth the 8% it has on Rotten Tomatoes? I think we all have our opinions. But the one person that was very upset about this film is sitting across from me, and he has a cousin named Annie Hall. Adam.
You're talking about Nick.
Adam and I are second cousins.
Yeah.
Actually,
are you Annie?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, actually, Zach and I are kind of sort of second cousins or something.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
For real, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very distant marriage somewhere. Yeah.
All seriousness, though.
Do the three of us... Can we give him the floor for 2 minutes?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Two?
Yeah. I want to just give him time to vent.
Let me...
Well, like, I'm going to time it then.
Time it.
Yeah, don't... Not a second over. Seriously.
Hold on, no, I'll set a timer.
Because I can't handle that.
Okay.
Okay. Let me ask you guys a question. If yesterday I had hit you guys up and I was like, okay, I can't come because I have a family emergency, blah, 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 and, you know, enjoy the movie without me, would you have still done the Emoji Movie without me?
No.
Oh, hell no.
I would have.
Okay.
I would not.
So basically, this was just a big scam to you know, see me just wallow in misery.
I wouldn't call it a scam. I would call it...
a well-thought-out plot.
Okay.
A sociopathic torture is what I would call it.
That's accurate.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
well-thought-out plot.
Are you saying that because we tortured a sociopath?
Yes. That's exactly what
I'm... Okay, but no, Adam, seriously, you did... Do you want her rant? Because the time is still going.
I mean, well, I'll keep going. No, this was the worst movie I've ever seen.
What?
No, that can't be possible. No,
it's
certainly one of my least favorite movies I've ever seen. I'll put it that way. This was the most disgusting, insidious film I've ever seen. I would rather watch Food Fight.
Well. I think we all agree.
I think we all agree.
I would rather watch Manos. I'd rather watch anything that we've watched, honestly.
Well, no, because those are fun.
Yes. Mm. This was, like, genuinely bad, though. There was really nothing redeeming, even in the so bad it's good category. This was just bad. It's the worst kind of bad. And, oh, God, the corporate face on this one is just it makes me sick. It makes me so sick. I'm so ashamed that I saw this, guys. And thank God I didn't use my own money.
I think I get what you're saying, because like, you normally, let's say you're gonna rate a movie 1 to 5 or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're gonna watch a bad movie, you want it to be a 1.
Sure.
This is almost a 2, so it's just kind of like,
oh, I don't agree
not,
with you there.
But you know what I mean? It's almost not funny. There's nothing like you can't make fun of it, really, because it's just bad.
We can make fun of it.
Yes.
To me, the thing that I
challenge
thought
accepted.
Bothered me was it wasn't so much that it was like, as far as bad kids movies go, the plot was whatever. It was the thing that was really bad about it was the cringe aspect.
Sure.
The cringe. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the fact that they tried so hard to force these references.
Just beating it over your head.
That's what sucked.
And the ultimate message in what this movie ends up saying, when I started literally beating myself in the head.
Adam began punching himself in the head violently.
Children were scared.
Double-fisted.
I was scared. Never mind children.
Children in the theater.
Seriously, throughout the entire movie, I heard Adam like moaning and groaning. When that happened, I, for like half a second, went, oh God.
What have we done?
I was like, oh my, I'm like, he's not okay. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, fuck him.
Broke Adam.
It was like the ending of Raging Bull when he's just in the cell just beating his face into the concrete.
Ha, 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 ha.
Fuck. I hate you.
I get that reference. Ha, 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 ha. So good. Yes, me too.
You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit for seeing the Emoji Movie and not Raging Bull. I hate you, Nick. I fucking hate you.
Literally of all the things. I was thinking about this halfway through. I have not seen Detroit. I have not seen Logan Lucky. I have not seen Atomic Blonde. I have not seen a number of movies that are actually getting like pretty good reviews. But I am paying money to see the Emoji Movie.
We almost went to see Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, we almost did. We're very close. And I've been really wanting to see all these other movies. But we're like, you know what? No. Let's pay to watch a bunch of old men sitting in a boardroom somewhere saying, what do kids like these days? As they're drooling over their big stacks of money like Scrooge McDuck. Just like typing out this cynical ass screenplay, trying to get as many asses in seats as possible.
Do you think the screenplay actually has emojis in it?
It might be.
That would actually be like more efficient. You would probably save space on like the names of the characters.
Here's holy shit, guys! Oh my!
What's up?
Jerry Lewis is dead. Oh no!
What?
Oh no!
Live on the podcast.
Breaking news!
Oh no! Okay, fuck the Emoji Movie.
Oh, no.
Wow, you have like 6 notifications for it.
Well, yeah, I follow all of my entertainment blogs.
Wow. Yeah, Jerry Lewis just died.
This is a moment.
Well, okay. R.I.P. Wow.
Jerry Lewis.
Did not have him in my celebrity death pool. Even though I probably should have, 91, huh? Anyway, okay, R.I.P. to Jerry Lewis.
91.
We'll come back. We'll circle back to it. Let's circle back to it.
Oh, no. That's a bummer. Isn't the telethon this time of year, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
In a week. In a week.
Right. Oh, no. It's on Labor Day. That's right.
Shit.
Yeah.
How old was he?
91.
Good for
Harry Dean Stanton is 91, too.
Good for him, though.
Oh, dude.
That's a good life. That's
Are you ready for the Harry Dean Stanton pod in a couple weeks?
Yes. When I saw that... Because I'd heard about this movie, and then I finally saw the trailer, and then I saw that David Lynch is a character. And
is like the second lead in this.
I lost my shit.
Well, because, so Harry Dean Stanton is a character actor that has been in, I don't know, 200 God, movies over the years. Has been in just everything. He's been in Alien, has been in...
Repo Man. The Avenger. He has a cameo in fucking Avengers.
Yeah, he's in every... And he's also in this new season of Twin Peaks, by the way.
Paris, Texas.
Oh, Paris, Texas is an incredible film.
Don't say a thing about the new season of Twin Peaks.
I will not.
I've already had enough ruined for me.
I will not. All I'm going to say is Harry Dean Stanton is in 30 seconds of the Twin Peaks movie, and now all of a sudden he's a main character in this new show.
I love it.
It's incredible. But David Lynch and him are best friends in real life.
Yeah.
And in this movie, where he plays a 90-year-old retiree... him and David Lynch are best friends. They're playing best friends in the movie. And it's called Lucky.
By John Carroll Lynch, who played the prime suspect to be the Zodiac Killer in Zodiac.
He plays the prison guard in Face Off.
Yep.
What?
He does?
Yes, he does.
Is that a minor role?
No. That's
no. Nope. Well, I mean...
Eh.
Not a major role, though.
He really steals every scene he's in.
He's the barber in Gran Torino.
Sure. Lucky, though. Oh, my God. I'm ready to dig into the Harry Dean Stanton filmography. Anyway, sorry. R.I.P. Jerry Lee Lewis. What were we saying about emojis?
In the script.
Okay. Yeah. Let me put this in the simplest of terms. If there is no movie I have ever seen that encompasses evil more than this.
Yes.
Evil. This is an evil movie.
Yes.
This is an evil supervillain of a movie.
This movie is, it could surpass A Good Day to Die Hard as my least favorite film of all time.
It does represent everything bad about Hollywood and everything cynical and awful about the world.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, did any of us see the video game movie? Or whatever it was.
The what?
Pixels?
Pixels, thank you.
No,
garbage. That's pretty much like a similar kind of angle, though, right?
But that's Adam Sandler, though. That's Adam Sandler. That's Adam Sandler being
stupid.
That's
the evil of Adam Sandler's heart.
Why does he keep getting hired?
He's got a new movie coming out, apparently. Yeah. It's supposed to be really good, though. Noah Baumbach movie.
Oh!
It's funny, because he'll make, like, 7 shit movies.
Yeah.
But then he'll make, like, a really good
movie. Then he'll make a Punch Drunk Love.
Exactly.
He's in the one P.T.S. Anderson movie that critics debate could be the best P.T. Anderson film, which probably isn't true, but it's one of the best.
No, it's great.
This movie I find strange, because it was... first off, I mean, it's, like you said, it's evil. They're clearly targeting a certain audience here.
Yeah.
Sure. But I find it weird, the audience they're targeting. It's like... 12 to 14 year olds.
Well, they're targeting young kids,
but they're not.
But
though.
All the references parents, and the story is about a high schooler's phone.
I don't think they are targeting. That's the thing. I don't think they're targeting young kids. I don't think they are, because young kids don't have cell phones and stuff.
Yes, they do. Though.
No, they do.
Well, they do.
No, they do. That's the thing.
That young now?
Yes.
Oh, 100%. I hate it. 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
I figured they were going after, like, middle schoolers.
No. I mean, it might be, like 6th grade middle school, but it's clearly...
Yeah, like 12 to 13.
The attitude and look of this movie could not have been targeted towards high schoolers.
No, I'm not saying high school. I said 12 to 13. Do you guys know what age?
Well, younger than that. I don't care.
No, I don't. I think that's like, still too old.
This is little kids, I think.
They just missed the target. I think they were aiming for, like, 12 to 14-year-olds here, don't you think?
Well... They miss the target because they understand nothing about children. I don't want to get too, like, ranty and, like, too, like, old people are evil, but there is such a
fucking
lack
baby
of...
boomers.
Yeah. Well. There is such a lack of understanding about what children like, what they value, their intelligence, their attention spans. It is such a cynical look at things. Like, oh, let's just put a bunch of emojis on the screen and they'll come because that's what kids like these days.
Well, actually, if you look at the script, too, at the beginning...
Yeah.
They were talking about, like, oh, well, with attention spans going down.
Yeah. Right, right.
Like, I mean...
Like he said, and you're probably not even listening to the end of the sentence. Yeah. Like, that was a damn near... Yeah, it's...
But there are literally, like, lines in this, like, oh, I just got a text. What should I text back? I have to respond. And, oh, that emoji is so weird. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Like, that is such... That is nothing like any kid's high school experience, middle school experience, elementary school experience ever. And I cannot see a kid going into this thing and relating to it at all. Like, because a kid will see this and be like, this is nothing like my middle school experience whatsoever.
Did you hear... The theater was packed, right? Pretty much packed.
Well,
it was pretty surprising.
It was a good amount of people there. Yeah.
Now, sure. Did you hear any children laughing? Really?
No.
I mean, we laughed a couple times at certain parts that
because it was so dumb.
But some kids did laugh. There were a couple parts, but
there were some poop jokes.
But they weren't like related to the actual plot of the film. It was just like random like punchlines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You never heard a child laugh at anything in the film.
No. It's a horribly unfunny film.
Yeah.
It is horribly unfunny, and I'm telling you, horribly unrelatable. Kids now are so much fucking smarter than this movie makes them out to be, and they are so much more interesting, and they think about stuff that we never even thought about, and they're enlightened, and they've seen more of the world, and they're more cultured, and this oversimplification of what kids think... Like, seriously, that is not how they relate to each other at all whatsoever. Like, you don't teach a kid something by going like, oh, they're the symbols used as a language. Does that remind you of anything? Kids don't fucking play Candy Crush with each other. They don't dance on their phones.
In fact, most people who play Candy Crush are like over the age of 40, probably.
Yeah.
No, they don't just watch cat videos. They go on and learn stuff about the world.
Cat videos haven't been like the thing for like 6 years.
Yeah. No, it's
fucking pen, pineapple, apple pen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm just looking at you the whole time. I was like, oh.
Well,
my
like that's
God,
the thing.
Nick.
Even the modern references. Aren't modern anymore because everything moves so it hops from trend to trend to trend.
The whole movie's incredibly out of touch. It's basically all Nico's saying. This is a problem because it's a hard movie to talk about without saying everything's wrong.
It is wrong, though.
But it is.
Everything's wrong.
Like, yes. When they go to Facebook, they're like, oh, everybody's just sharing about, I'm on the bathroom, I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
No one does that.
No one does that on
Facebook.
Facebook
now is people retweeting videos.
Facebook is a wonderful thing that's teaching us more about the world and giving us different points of view, and we're becoming better people, and we're learning more, and we're reading more, and it's all great. And the fact that this has such a fucking cynical bunch of old men up in their ivory towers somewhere going, social media is destroying our youth. We need to teach them the right way. We gotta make a film.
Don't bang the table.
Yeah. No. Their fucking parents will bring them because they're Happy Meal toys about emojis and all of it. And so that is gonna bring them to the theaters. Like, no, that's not how kids work. Can you, like, treat them like they have any semblance of a brain cell in that fucking head of theirs? Like, that's the thing about Pixar that I love about Pixar is it doesn't treat kids like a bunch of idiots going into the theater.
It treats them as people
sucking their thumbs and laughing at a bunch of of a bunch of little yellow people farting at each other.
Kids are people too.
Yeah, no, like Pixar treats children like
kids are people,
smart, functioning human beings that can appreciate deep themes and can learn something about the world and have intelligent conversations. I'm telling you, I have had smarter conversations with 12-year-olds, like my little 12-year-old cousins and stuff, than I have with any of my friends. Most of my friends are way stupider than my little cousins. They're getting smarter and they're better people.
I don't like how he kept looking at me.
It's true. No, all of you guys.
And kids can make adult decisions.
Yeah.
Well.
Yes.
Yes.
What were the drinking age? Let's get 12-year-olds voting. How about that? I'm telling
love
you.
Love is love.
No.
Okay. Well, okay. Hold on.
We're drawing the line.
I think, Nico, you need a laugh right now. Okay. And you mentioned something I want to talk about.
Yes.
How now they're just basically turning Happy Meal toys and everything.
Can I just real quick? Love is not love. Sorry.
Yeah.
That was to make Nico laugh to calm him down. That was not actually a real statement.
We do not condone the actions of Nambla in this podcast.
No.
We move on?
Well, to
Nambla.
I'm going to start writing a press release.
But going back to the whole, they're just turning everything into a movie, to prove that, Adam, we got you something.
Yeah, we did. We have a present.
We got you a Happy Meal toy from the Emoji Movie.
I forgot about that.
Surprise!
No, what's nice about this toy, Adam, is that it can fit right inside your ass.
Is he leaving or going to throw it out? What is he doing?
I don't know what he's...
Hold on a sec.
Bring the pliers!
Is he cutting it?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Is he cutting it?
No!
Oh, no! You guys have, like, a knife? You have a knife, right?
No!
I have it on me,
no, don't destroy the toy!
No, don't!
I paid good money for that!
Give it back to me or you don't get your soda back.
Do not deface the kitten.
Stop biting the kitten's tag.
Face off.
Oh, I'm scared. I'm really scared. Oh, no, no. Oh, meow.
Oh, it's tearing.
I'm upset.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm upset.
Do you know its name?
I'm upset.
Hard-eyes cat or something?
Fuck you.
Cat with hard eyes.
There's cat guts all over the place.
Its name was Cat with Hard Eyes, and it looked like a cat with hard eyes.
I just, like, turned...
Wait, we could have scanned it and gotten the game.
Oh.
now
wait, actually, we probably still can. Let's just flip it back inside out.
Now I feel bad.
Oh.
No, you have the McDonald's app.
No.
Oh, no. Download McPlay. Never mind.
No, I want to wear it like Leatherface.
Oh, okay. Adam, just... you're more like the turkey in the Thanksgiving.
You know the weird thing about, like...
You've just been stuffed.
You know the weird thing about skin is that it's a lot heavier than you'd think it would be, like, when you wear it?
This is what I love about Nick.
Oh.
You know what I mean, though?
It's a perfectly good Happy Meal toy.
Like, keep in mind, the skin is the heaviest organ in the body. I mean, like, when you put it on, it's like putting on, like, a heavy, like, jacket, you know? Like a leather jacket.
Okay, no, seriously, is this skin really that's supposed to be the heavy? I know it's the largest.
Yeah.
Is it the heaviest?
Pretty sure.
Why do you know this?
Is it way more than 10 pounds? Because isn't that what your brain weighs?
I think...
Doesn't your brain weigh 10 pounds?
I don't know.
Eight pounds.
It may not actually be the heaviest, but I know it's like...
Jerry Maguire.
I think your skin is like 10% of your body weight, though.
Okay.
Or something like that.
That'll make it 20 pounds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's it's pretty, I mean...
All right.
So it's a lot heavier than
you know.
Dun, dun, like, dun.
Put on like a leather jacket. It's like, ooh, it's kind of like... It's got some weight.
Anyway.
I may be downloading the app. Don't judge me.
Okay, no, go get the emoji.
Oh, God, it's a large app.
How many
like,
gigs?
No, like, large enough to where they give you that warning of, oh, it's a pretty large app, and you want to download this over Wi-Fi.
Oh, man.
Oh,
man.
Anyway, adults are cynical assholes, and I hate them.
Well, these adults...
What they need to do is they need to make a movie for adults, and then just make it understandable to kids.
Yes.
Well, the Lego movie?
Yes, Lego movie is a great example. Every single Lego movie.
Actually, yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
But the Lego movie could have been this.
The emoji. It could have been
and
the
And as a matter of fact, I expected it to be this when I first heard that they were making it.
Yeah, no, we went in thinking it was going to be...
And then it's, like, really fucking good.
Yeah.
It was tremendous.
Yes.
And it's, like, it's a really good movie that just so happens to be selling toys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
I mean, yeah, but...
Well, no, because even after they came out, they launched with the movie, like, a whole line of...
The movie, the Lego movie, I mean, I don't want to get too much on a tangent here, but the Lego movie, it's, like, a great movie, and then when they show you the real world, like, because you don't even realize.
Yeah.
Right. Once they show you that real world aspect, it makes it, like, so much deeper.
It's an incredible...
It's absolutely incredible.
And it's an existential movie, sort of, about life and about the nature of life.
This movie is not deep at all.
Yeah. No, it is so shallow.
Shallow. It is paper thin.
And it's not like they're even attempting any sort of, like... major world-changing thematic stuff.
No, the worst part is this movie turned out exactly how they expected it to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
and it truly was garbage. Before we get too far into this, into the specifics of this, I want to talk about the short that aired before this.
Oh.
Because that,
which I liked.
Okay.
I kind of liked it.
The whole time I was thinking, what the fuck is the point of this?
So
it's not like a Pixar short where it gets you thinking.
It's hotel. I mean, it's
garbage.
Yeah, so speaking
I mean, it's silly.
Keeping about, you know, cynical cash grabs that have no meaning whatsoever, Adam Sandler made a thing.
Yeah.
And it aired at the beginning of this. It was a Hotel Transylvania short, right?
Yeah.
How many Hotel Transylvania movies have they made?
It's going to be the third one, I think, is what they're coming out with.
They're making a third
but they have two, yeah.
Yes.
Why?
Okay. I have not seen a single one of these.
The first one's actually
I hear they're
good.
Fine, actually.
The first one's pretty good. I didn't see the second one.
I've heard that they're not fine.
No.
I've heard they're anything but fine, actually.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I hear they're all right.
It's not.
I haven't seen them, but yeah.
I mean, it's not the best, I shouldn't say the best kids movie. That implies I watch a lot of kids movies.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's, no, I do. But.
You worked at, like, a.
You
worked at a daycare for, like, years.
But, no, it's not bad.
Okay.
It's not great, but it's not. It's fine.
So there was a short that aired ahead of this, and it was called Puppy, and it involved whatever the character's name was that Adam Sandler plays, getting his grandchild.
I think
a puppy.
Wait, I thought that was Steve Carell did the voice.
No, that was Adam. Yeah, that was Adam Sandler.
That's Adam Sandler.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Despicable Me is
the vampire. Right?
No, I thought he did both.
No.
No.
No, because they make the vampire kind of look like Adam Sandler too.
Yeah.
Pretty sure Adam Sandler
is a
vampire.
I don't know why I thought that then.
Yeah, that's Adam Sandler. And I think Selena Gomez is the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And
that one I know.
The whole thing is just puppy, I want a puppy, and then he gets him a puppy, and the puppy's really big, and then at the end of it, the puppy starts eating skeletons,
which I kind of loved.
In a gruesome way, he's just murdering people with his giant teeth.
They're already dead.
Well,
it looked like a war zone, though.
Brutal.
There was fire, I think. Or maybe not, but...
It was like that scene in Sausage Party, or whatever, the movie. Sausage.
Sausage Party?
Sausage.
Sean Connery does every voiceover ever.
Sausage. Money Penny, wanna see my sausage?
Yes, please.
Yes, Mr. Bond. Yeah, and so I'm not exactly sure what the message of this short was, other than don't get pets because they'll eat your house guests.
Right?
I think
why do they think it's supposed to have a message?
But
that's the thing. It's not like Pixar, where they do sort of have messages.
Or at least they're artsy. Like,
well, they're artsy. Yeah, I was going to say, like the old man playing chess with himself, there's no message there, but it's...
Oh, I disagree entirely.
I don't think there's a message with that.
To the old man playing chess? It's about loneliness. It's about... Oh, come on, dude. Oh, that one's a tearjerker.
I don't think it's about loneliness.
That one's a tearjerker.
He
jerker.
Wasn't lonely.
He was playing chess by himself.
He was having a good time, though. Like, it's not...
It's about aging.
Okay,
about,
we're clearly going to disagree on Pixar shorts.
There's certainly more of a message in the most recent Pixar short that I saw with the...
The volcano?
No.
Lava! I love you!
Lava was good. I like Lava.
It was the one for Finding Dory with the bird going out into the water.
On the beach, yeah.
Yeah. And became friends with, like, was it a crab?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
No, I like that one.
That one was adorable.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I love those. Man.
I love Pixar shorts.
Makes me hate
Do you remember when... ABC Family used to do, like, all of the Pixar shorts all day?
Yes, I do.
I have it on DVD.
I love them so much.
But that's the thing. You can buy those on DVD. You can't buy this Hotel Transylvania, like, short on DVD.
I mean, I'm sure it'll come with the next movie.
For all the Emoji DVDs they'll be selling. All the Emoji Movie DVDs.
All three of them.
Yeah. I actually think this is the type of movie that you will just see... lining trash bins.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, the DVDs will just be...
It is destined to the bottom
of the Walmart will bring back the $5
bin. At the same time, though, you know what? Maybe we're looking at this all wrong, actually. Maybe this movie isn't the cynicism of... I mean, it probably is.
Okay,
it probably is, but maybe they're banking on the cynicism of other old people who do not understand their own grandchildren.
Sure.
Probably. Think about all of the Christmas sales this movie might get. From old people buying it for their grandkids, mm-hmm. not understanding.
Yes. Kids love emojis. So.
I can totally imagine, like, some of my younger cousins opening up a gift and just being like, oh.
So you're saying they made this so that we would hate this kind of ideology?
No, I think it's a cash grab.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying maybe they're not actually even attempting to relate to the young kids. Maybe they're relating to other old people who don't understand young kids.
Okay.
You get it?
Yes,
I get it. That totally makes
sense. I understand. That's not what they're doing,
though. I mean, are we looking at it all wrong? Probably not.
How old do you think the writer of this film was? If we had to guess.
54.
I was just about to say 54.
54.
I'd say mid-50s, yeah.
He is... Oh, my God. This is a real passion project for Tony
Leonidas,
who is 50 years old.
Wow.
Wow. This guy made... He directed the Emoji Movie, Kung Fu Panda Secrets of the Masters... Igor, Lilo and Stitch 2. Stitch has a glitch.
So
I remember that.
And that was not good, if I remember.
No, it wasn't good.
I thought you were going to say he directed one of the Kung Fu Panda movies, and I like the Kung Fu Panda movies.
Well, no, okay, it was Masters of...
It was a different one, yeah.
I think that's...
Secrets
a,
of the Masters.
Oh, that's
that
a
like
short.
A,
that's a 20-minute short or whatever. Yeah.
What was...
No, I like the Kung Fu... Yeah, I like those movies.
What was 50 years ago? 50 years ago. That was...
What was 50
don't,
years
don't
ago?
Don't tell him.
67? Okay. What was the... What was the best movie in 57?
67.
That's what I meant, yeah.
1967.
Best movie.
Wow.
Ooh.
When this guy was born, what was the best movie?
God. Yeah, I was going to say 2001, but that came out next year.
How about 87? How about when he was 20 years old and he's just starting writing?
87?
Right? Yeah.
Predator.
Predator?
Oh, no, The Graduate came out in 1967.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, did it?
So it's, yes. It's The Graduate.
Well, no, Cool Hand Luke did.
Cool Hand
Cool Hand Luke.
I'm glad you did.
I love Cool Hand Luke too.
And the product of that year.
I love Cool Hand Luke.
The product of
the Jungle Book came out in 1967.
Wow. Really?
Jungle Book.
Wow. I still gotta go The Graduate.
The Dirty Dozen.
Dirty Dozen.
Mm. I love The Graduate.
And that's what this guy made. This guy was born that year, and this is the garbage he put out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
What a piece of shit.
What a piece of shit. What a piece of shit.
So there were other people that worked on this script, and I don't think any of them were particularly young. I'm trying to see what the youngest Eric Seigel. Is he looks up there, right? He doesn't. His age is not here, but
that's just Mike Holm.
Yes.
Yeah, he looks older.
He's up there.
he looks in the 40s.
Mike White is 47 years old.
This is gonna be in the background. They're having a discussion, and Adam saying that's Mike Holm is gonna be in the background. With no context or explanation. And we're going to leave it that way.
I was going to say, it's better that
but
way.
But you would think just, like, better. One person in the room. You think Anna Faris would just be like, hey, guys, this is not really what the kids are into these days. But
you know,
no one...
You know what? No, she
has screened this with any children before.
No, there's no way they would... And it wouldn't have done well. I don't
no,
see
like
kids
like
those.
Anna Faris' kid would probably have just, like, what's his name, Jack? would have just happened to be in the room.
Shame on
him. Not watching the movie, there.
Can we take a moment of silence, by the way, for the end of our favorite Hollywood couple? I just want
to... I'm glad Chris Pratt divorced Anna Faris.
Wow.
How dare you?
Yeah. Wow. Thank God.
That happened?
Thank
yes.
That yeah. Happened. Yeah, they split a month ago?
Yes, a couple weeks ago.
Good for them. Yeah, good for them. Time.
I only have two Hollywood couples that I'm rooting for now.
I don't really
Mila Ashton and Dax and Kristen.
Oh, okay.
How about A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah. See, you want to know something? What I don't about give a fuck about any of these people. Like, I want their personal lives. I don't care.
How about Kimye?
I want
Kimye. Fuck the two of them.
I want How Pam Anderson and Julia Assange to just you go know for,
the, I support
for the rest of their lives.
I support them, actually.
That would be the best thing.
I want them to have little children.
Yes.
Imagine what her children would be like.
Serial killers, I think.
You think so?
I think so. I think all of them.
They would just only murder, like, big boob blonde women.
You can't...
They'd answer everything Pamela tells them with, yes, mommy.
Do we think Pamela Anderson is still, you know...
Hot?
Fertile?
Yes.
Fertile. Well, I'm kind of thinking about you. Fertile?
Like, yeah. Is there...
Able
like,
to...
Yeah.
Birth.
Are the eggs Mid-50s? Still hold
the chicken? Are the eggs fresh?
Yeah, the eggs fresh or are they hard-boiled?
Are they fresh off the farm? Like,
yeah.
Are they in that jar behind the bar?
Are they farm to table?
Are they farm to table?
Farm to table. Jesus
Yeah, I don't think so.
Probably.
Yeah, but no.
How old is she?
She...
50?
Something, no?
I would think...
52?
50.
50? Yeah, 50. I'll tell you what. Tell women me. At 50 have had babies before.
Okay. I
mean, generally not women like Pam Anderson, though. But women!
All right. Good for those two kids. I hope they're having a great time.
Those two kids. Yeah, you can't leave us home, but on house arrest or something.
Anyway.
How long has it been since Julian Assange left that place? Years?
It's been a long time, but isn't it fun to think
5 years?
It is fun.
It's my favorite thing to think about.
I always think, I'm like, there's no way he sneaks out like an actor and just like puts on a hat and sunglasses and goes to have like a drink at a restaurant. Like, he can't do that.
I wish
just
he
pulls a hoodie over his
yeah,
face.
He can't do that.
I wish he did what like Mel Gibson does. Did you know Mel Gibson puts on like crazy realistic Halloween masks and just goes out and scares people?
You know, I didn't know that, but just because it's Mel Gibson, I believe it.
Yeah, that's about right.
He did it with,
sounds about right.
When they were making Hacksaw Ridge, they had like an after party, and he's like, yeah, no, it was a Halloween party, and he went out with Vince Vaughn and Andrew Garfield, and they went to a bar, and he put on this like lumberjack mask and scared the shit out of a lot of people at the bar.
Is there any worse hang than Mel Gibson, Andrew Garfield, and Vince Vaughn?
I would love...
That sounds horrible.
That sounds like the worst night.
No, but I could make that one worse.
How?
Throw in Owen Wilson.
Oh, that's horror. That's scarier than his Halloween mask. Ugh.
I wouldn't mind hanging out with those three guys, but I would not want Owen Wilson in there.
No, I wouldn't mind hanging out with those three.
Yeah.
Just not together.
Okay. I hate all three of them.
Aww.
And I may hate them all equally. They're all
I like
pretty
Andrew
horrible.
Garfield. I'm okay with Vince Vaughn, and I'm indifferent towards Mel Gibson.
I love Mel Gibson to death.
That's the one you're indifferent
That's
on?
That's the one I'm indifferent on, yeah.
Mel Gibson's the one you're mad. Yeah. I really don't have an opinion one way or
wow.
another.
Yeah.
Really didn't make an impression on me.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
You're giving him the
emoji? I'm not ashamed to say it.
You're giving him the Matt emoji. That was a good segue.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Mel Gibson is my favorite person in the entire world.
Good for you.
That is bizarre.
That explains a lot of things.
That's a hot take.
Right behind Kevin Bacon. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You ready to talk about the plot of this film?
Nick.
What plot?
Nick, the emoji movie. Summarize right. it. Go ahead.
So there's an emoji, meh, who just wants to fit in and be a meh, but he can't be meh. He is haha and sad and...
He's everything.
And he's everything. He's all the
he's
emotions.
He's all the emojis. He's think like, of an emoji.
He's like
that
a,
one.
He's like a regular non-sociopath. He yes. has a vast variety of emotions.
I would have said bipolar, but close enough.
Sure. He has a vast variety of emotions.
Not good a psychopath.
By the purest of definitions.
Infopolar.
Polyamorous. Would it be
polyamorous.
I love that video.
Polypolarous?
Polypolarous, yes.
Hi, I'm polypolarous. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. He has multiple poles at once.
Yeah. So
he's happy and meh.
So he can't be a meh. And but he keeps telling his parents, I'm gonna be a meh. So he goes and tries to be a meh. And
which of all the emojis to make the main one, meh.
Meh.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how I felt about it.
Right.
I want to see an origin story of the eggplant emoji.
Right? That would be a good
sequel. Only thing I kept thinking was, at the end of the movie, that eggplant emoji, that kid's going to be using a lot.
A lot more.
With that addy chip.
That's going to be favorite.
Let's move it up the list.
It's getting
the eggplant's like, I've seen things you wouldn't believe. Don't turn out the lights.
Oh, yeah. No, so, he goes and tries to be a Met, and when they send the he sends the emoticon in the real world.
Alex?
Alex. Yeah.
Who doesn't sound like a high schooler, by the way. That was very distracting.
Yeah, the main character
sounded like he was like 40 years old.
Main character Gene Meh, that's his name.
Gene.
Freaks out and makes a variety of emotions
and a needlessly convoluted setup, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. Of you can't just take a picture of an emoji and send it to Alex. You have to get an emoji to pose in front of a camera at one particular moment.
Every single time they want to use it.
I know. And the technology of that really doesn't make much sense, but again.
Not much.
Yeah, because they just scan the emoji.
Sure.
Not much about the world in this movie makes much sense, I think.
No.
Anyway. Especially the Crackle app.
I was ready for them to, like, watch comedians in cars getting coffee. Like, I'm... I was waiting.
What was with the trolls, by the way? Because the trolls are real people.
Right, trolls, yeah.
So,
well, I don't think the people who wrote this understood that.
No, clearly not. Again, they don't get what trolls are at all.
Now, basically, what was her name again? The smiley face character?
Smiley.
It was? Okay.
Yes.
I thought it would have been much better if she was played by Tilda Swinton. That would have been incredible.
Ooh.
That would have been really
But if she wasn't.
Have you seen Okja?
I did, and that's why I'm thinking of it.
Okay.
Because Okja's fucking great.
Yeah, it is great.
So, basically,
was Maya Rudolph.
She sends... Yeah, Maya Rudolph here. Smiley sends death robots to go after...
Antivirus
death robots to take care of... Gene Meh.
Sure.
So he escapes.
Mm-hmm. With James Corden's floppy hand.
Oh, yeah, the hand emoji. High five.
High five.
Did the hand have any bones in it?
No.
That hand was very squishy.
Did you see how far back he...
Yeah, no, those fingers bent in directions that they should not be bending in. Yeah, no wonder he gives bad high fives.
What was the Band-Aid?
Probably even worse hand jobs.
They never mentioned
it. Doesn't it have a Band-Aid?
Yes. They never mentioned
it. No, the emoji. Doesn't the emoji have a Band-Aid on it?
The real one?
Not the high five.
No, the real one doesn't. That's why I didn't get it.
For the record, Nico.
That's high five.
For the record, Nico, I'm willing to bet he gives great hand jobs.
Is that the type of hand job you're into?
Yes.
A like floppy
hand job. High five. High five.
They just slap your dong.
Some paraplegic.
Okay.
I'm not gonna elaborate on that.
Yes, please don't.
Now I'm just thinking about Michael J. Fox. Trying to do that. I don't know why would.
Oh no, Michael J. Fox gives a wild hand.
Emphasis on wild.
There was this comedian a while ago talking about how he'll never watch the Michael J. Fox show.
Why?
Like when it was on, because he goes, I know the joke. They're just going to end with everything, oh, he's got cerebral palsy. And then he goes, a vibrator? That's one thing my wife doesn't need. I get it.
That's about right. Yeah, that's basically, that's every joke on that show.
Who was it?
Oh, it's Tom Segura.
Okay.
Yeah. That's who did it. Yep.
Sure.
Yeah.
Him and High Five try to escape to find a hacker girl, which will be able to get them onto the Google Cloud and...
Dropbox,
right. On the cloud, yeah, not Google Cloud.
Not Google.
Onto the Dropbox, and...
Her name is Jailbreak.
Jailbreak, that's right. Yep. And she's going to fix Meh and make him truly Meh.
The fact that these old dudes knew what jailbreaking was, I will say
That's pretty impressive.
That's a nice touch.
Oh, yeah.
I think he asked, like, his grandson.
Yeah.
He's like, is there, like, a way to hack a cell phone? He's like, you mean jailbreak? Perfect. Like, no other questions.
Yes!
No other questions. Like, what is that? Nothing.
Right.
Again, you need a person to do... Keep going.
Yeah. So,
That's the joke, Adam.
I know, it's so stupid.
So, they heard through the grapevine that Jailbreak helped the princess escape, right?
Escape to the cloud,
which is only somewhat relevant, really, if you give a shit.
Sure.
Yeah. Where do they go? They go to the dancing app?
They're in Candy Crush.
Oh, they get stuck in...
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush.
They'll get stuck in the game board.
Oh, we're gonna... Are we still alive?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I love it. All right, this is like dangerous. We're like, ooh.
Brave New World.
That was exciting. That was high intensity, a thrill, thriller.
We're back. Yeah, they go to Candy Crush, and the accuracy of the Candy Crush gameplay, I will say, it
was actually, yeah,
very reliable to the source material that matters for any of you fucking nerds.
My issue is the five in a row candy.
Yes.
Yeah. They just got the five in a row candy?
No, I think they got it incidentally.
Did they?
I think so. I think they got five in a row.
I didn't see any game under five in a row.
Okay.
I played Candy Crush like all of once in my entire life.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I like just re-downloaded it.
When you say five in a row candy, I don't know what that means.
I'm on level 1400.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Good for you. Here
yeah.
You, go. Anyway. You should be so proud.
I am.
I'm on like 80.
I love Candy Crush. They play that. They play Just Dance, even though I have never seen, never mind a child, anyone with a Just Dance app. I couldn't tell you there was a Just Dance app on
the phone.
How
does that work? You don't step on your phone.
It would have been better if they had TapTap, but TapTap hasn't been a thing.
Oh, that is long gone.
I'm half surprised they didn't throw Flappy Bird or Angry Birds. Mm-hmm.
Angry Birds is probably owned by the other company that made Angry Birds movie. Another cynical piece of shit.
Did you see the Angry Birds movie?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just assuming. Yeah, keep going.
And so they make it through the dancing app, and then they get to the Dropbox. But right before, they make it through the dancing app, but then, what's his name? Alex, the kid?
Oh, Alex.
The kid deletes the app while they're in it, and High Five gets consumed. Sure. And thrown in the trash bin. So they have to go rescue him. They rescue him.
Yep. Right.
That's it. They rescue him.
Yep.
And then...
no real hiccups there at all.
I said this to Nico. This scene reminded me of Inside Out quite a bit.
Yeah?
When Bing Bong fell?
Yes.
Bing.
And I don't like Inside Out.
I was saying to Nico...
What is wrong with you?
I didn't see it, so...
What did you say?
He doesn't like Inside Out.
No, I don't like Inside Out.
What? How do you not like Inside Out?
Yeah, it was boring.
Boring?
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but painfully I still disagree with that opinion.
Yeah, no, you. Yeah.
I've heard it's great.
You will love Inside Out.
It's a better movie than the Emoji Movie. Don't worry.
It's a better movie than a lot of movies.
I will say, though.
It's better than Die Hard, Adam.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Die Hard doesn't make Chinatown references.
Forget it, Jake. It's Cloud Town. Oh, it's the best!
You know, that's a fair point.
I do like Chinatown.
Have you seen Chinatown?
You did?
You've seen Chinatown?
Oh, yeah. That's actually pretty good.
Chinatown's a good movie.
I'm proud of you.
It's a great movie.
It's really good.
It's a really good movie. Yeah.
It is
a little convoluted, but hey, I mean.
You have seen the weirdest movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would not have guessed you've seen Chinatown.
Yeah, I like Chinatown.
That I would not have guessed.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
It's a good movie.
I love Chinatown.
Really sad at the end.
Yeah. A phenomenal
ending.
It's devastating, that ending. I love it.
Fucking kill him.
I love it.
What a great ending that is. Ah,
jeez.
Anyway.
I fixed them.
Sort of.
The cat.
The soap kit.
So they rescue Mr. Handjob, and they make it onto the cloud.
Hold on. I do want to point out that James Corden probably begged them to actually sing in this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because like that's like his thing. He sings, but he's singing.
Well, he carpools.
He did musical theater in England.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. I'm going to blow your mind. James Corden, straight.
Yeah, he's married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That shocked me when I heard that. Okay, anyway.
Okay, what?
Just shocked me.
All
right. I just thought he was one of the gayest people in the world. I don't know. I don't know. Surprised me. Anyway, keep going.
Gay.
Yeah, like a real gay man.
No, so when Nick is gayer than James Corden.
Well, that's true. When Matt is finally confronted with the opportunity to become fully a Matt, he realizes it's not really what he wants.
Hold on. We skipped Spotify.
Spotify's not important.
True.
Okay.
What kids are using Spotify, by the way? Really?
Yeah.
Most kids I know listen to music through YouTube or use the Musical.ly app and sing along with the songs that they're listening to. Do you know what Musical.ly is?
Is it karaoke?
Yeah, it's karaoke.
Yeah, it's like the hottest thing.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, that's what
it's awesome, though.
It's funny. It's like the hottest thing no one's ever heard of.
Well, only kids, because there's only kids. There's only children on
kids and everyone who went from Vine.
Yes.
After Vine shut down.
It's basically Vine.
What does Vine have to do with it?
No. They were like... If you were big on Vine, you did Musical.ly. Like, that was just how it went.
It's Vine for singers.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Do I fuzz?
Yeah, you have fuzz in your cheek.
It's over there.
No. Well, it's gone.
It's gone.
Wait, no, it's still there, actually.
Is it? Yeah. Okay,
it's on your hand now.
You're good.
It's on your hand now.
You're good.
Okay.
You get Santa Claus.
So they skip through Spotify because it's not important, and they get to the cloud. He realizes it's not really what he wants, and he ends up telling Jailbreak, who we found out is actually the princess that they thought escaped.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh.
He tells her, he basically is like, I love you. And she's like, nah, bro. And then he gets truly sad and really does become meh. Yeah. And then he gets kidnapped by the evil robot.
Yeah.
And then they go rescue him.
And
the movie ends.
No. He needs to save the day first by making Alex's life.
Yeah, worse. Alex is about to delete his entire phone because it's been acting wonky the whole movie. And
which is like 2 days.
Right.
By the way.
And then they realize if we can send Alex an emoji that conveys the right emotions, maybe he won't delete the phone.
This is the
part to send to Addie.
This was the part that
broke. They sent him an emoji that he can send to the girl that he had the crush on in the real world.
This was the part that broke me.
Yeah.
I lost it here. I couldn't.
And it's just like a transitioning emoji gif of just like various emotions. Like, I'm embarrassed, but you're
damn
sexy. What?
Nothing. My jaw cracked.
Oh, yeah.
Creeps me out every fucking time he does it.
And then the entire phone is pretty much deleted, and then he just unplugs it, and it just reboots. Like, that doesn't. Yeah. That's not how that works.
I've never seen a phone.
Your phone would be corrupted as fuck.
It'd be corrupted as fuck. But I'm assuming you guys have reset phones.
Yeah.
It just shuts off and turns back on with nothing on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But there's no dramatic effect.
Yeah.
Can I say something here?
Mm.
I am sick of this, and even good movies do this, okay? But I'm sick of this, and I never want to see it again. I am sick of this countdown timer to doomsday, and then they fix it with the last second.
Yeah.
I'm sick of that.
That's fix every it. Movie since the beginning
That's
of time.
What I'm saying. Do it with, like, 20 minutes left. Who cares? It's not going to change anything.
Yeah,
like,
just save the day earlier.
Yeah. Like, just be on top of your shit.
That is, like...
Why are we praising those who procrastinate? To the last second. Let's not do that.
Good point.
I am sick
Unless
of it.
Unless it's like Octopussy where he stops it with 7 seconds left.
See, I was okay with that. That's okay. It's at least a little better. Like, set a 24-hour timer to Doomsday, and they stop it at, like, 18. They're like, oh, well.
Doomsday? Does it just Doomsday by
whatever this? Whatever this intrinsic Doomsday
is. No, it's the countdown and waiting to the last second to resolve it.
Just any movie where there's some sort of timely plot and they always fix it right at the last second. I'm sick of that shit.
No, I don't. Not I don't good. Yeah.
Yeah, you know the backbone of all dramatic tension? He wants to get rid of that.
That's what he wants it. It's to garbage.
Do. Of all dramatic tension in any action movie. Just like.
You don't need it. It's convoluted.
Of course you do.
It's convoluted. We all know. They're gonna fix it. It's not dramatic anymore. It's not dramatic, we know.
Then your problem is movies, then.
Yeah.
Your problem is just the idea of a hero persevering against adversity in a movie.
No, just do it earlier.
No, just
persevere faster and better.
I'm just saying, this is the... Yes, you have a problem with generic storytelling. That's it. That's movies, though. That is what it is.
It's just not good.
You should check out Escape from New York. It's a good one.
Or at the very least, let the timer actually run out and they die because they weren't fast enough. Let that happen more.
It happens.
Not very often.
Dark Knight, it happens.
Let it happen more.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Yeah,
way, way, way more.
Yeah.
No, it didn't happen in Dark Knight.
It definitely did. Commissioner Gordon did not get to the building in time. Rachel blew up. Remember that?
Yeah, that's true.
Rachel! Remember that?
Rachel!
But that's not like the main thing in the movie. Nick's have an issue when that's the end of the movie.
No, I actually liked that. That was awesome. When she fucking died.
Oh, it was shocking.
She was
fucking that moment when
dead as fuck. That was awesome.
But that's different from it being the final...
Yeah,
climax in the movie, and then it gets resolved, and then the movie's done 2 minutes later.
And fucking retarded. And I'm sick of it. All right, I'm sick of it.
I might agree with you on like Deus Ex Machinas.
Yeah,
I generally have a problem with those, depending on how they're done.
I guess they're necessary sometimes, but you gotta find a more creative way to do it.
Yeah,
it's about time.
Like the Eagles, and as much as I love Lord of the Rings, sometimes the Eagles are like.
That is a great segue, because that happened in this fucking
movie.
Emoji movie.
Yes, it did.
The princess whistled, and down came the Twitter birds, because that's something that kids like too, right?
Oh, yeah, tweeting. No, that's something that Donald Trump likes.
Yeah.
Kids don't do that anymore.
So, yes, children.
Hashtag.
Zach,
truth.
We don't make political statements on this show.
Absolutely not. No, we are completely apolitical.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Absolutely not.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Both sides are at fault.
Both sides. I want to emphasize that because we're so apolitical.
Oh my god, the worst. Okay. Yeah, no, it's cringeworthy. The fact that, again, the way that they save the day is the young boy sends the young girl a creative emoji that shows that he's full of emotions, and she's like, oh, I love a guy that is good at emojis.
Can express themselves.
Through emojis. Exactly. Well,
that's when Adam started hitting his head. Actually, that was the moment.
I was like, this is...
As she was saying it, he said, oh, fuck.
Like, what out loud.
That? Yeah.
I couldn't contain myself. I didn't care that there were kids in the theater.
What is the message there, though? Because I couldn't
Sometimes
really...
Sometimes it's okay to be a pussy.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I don't know, man. It really is cringeworthy. That's a perfect word for it. It made me cringe in the theater just thinking about it.
Just a lack of understanding of human communication. I'm just like, this is the worst thing.
Hieroglyphics.
Yeah, there were a couple words. Like, words aren't cool was a line from this movie that I wrote down.
Yeah, no one reads anymore. I was like,
That's so not true at all. Oh, how about the note... The email that was deleted that Alex was supposed to send to Addie.
Oh, God, yeah. That was like MySpace era.
Quoting a Rihanna song from 10 years ago.
Well, hold on. First of all, it was an email.
Yes, it was an email. Yes. I don't know a single kid with an email address. I couldn't. No way.
The only time they have an email address is when they're signing up for Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. That's it.
It's painful. It's so he writes a draft, deletes it because he gets self-conscious, and they read through the email, and it's just, you and I were like diamonds in the sky, just quoting, like, a shooting star I see, a vision of ecstasy. I'm like, what kid is listening to Rihanna's song from 10 years ago? No one's listening to Diamonds anymore. It's over with. Ugh. Anyway, like, could you be a little more contemporary? I mean, like, do 4 or 5 seconds. That would have been a more contemporary Rihanna song.
Sure.
Loyalty, anything. My God, they're not listening to it. Shawn Mendes. Put a Shawn Mendes song in there.
That would have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Painful. Ugh.
Still not good. I'd like to point that out, but better.
Yes.
Rihanna's also bad.
How dare.
I like old Rihanna.
What the fuck did you just say?
Specifically in Valerian, which I saw.
Okay. Right.
She's very bad in Valerian. Oh, yeah.
I don't like Rihanna.
She plays like a...
You don't like Rihanna?
I like old Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna's amazing.
I like Umbrella Rihanna.
You guys are so... You're so off.
She plays like a gelatinous, shape-shifting hooker alien.
I believe that.
Okay.
Fact.
Rihanna's amazing. No, Rihanna's fucking incredible. Eh. What are you talking about?
Okay. I don't like when certain people act that shouldn't act.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I agree.
Like, wasn't she Rihanna? In Battleship?
She was in Battleship.
Yeah, she was.
Like, why? Why'd they do that? Whose idea was like, let's put Rihanna... Was it her debut role? I think it was, right?
Yeah, it was her first acting
role.
Probably the same people that were like, let's make a Battleship movie and let's make an emoji movie.
Peter Berg made Battleship, which
that is the weirdest shit.
And I like Peter Berg.
I didn't think Battleship was like tremendously horribly terrible. I thought it was just like regularly bad. Okay. You know what I mean?
I didn't see it.
Like, it was a lot less bad than I thought it was going to be.
No.
It was like,
I haven't seen it out of principle, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's
only one reference to Battleship in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Do you know what it is?
Was it you suck Battleship?
No. Like, the whole movie is just like there's aliens and we're in battleships and trying to kill them. But at one point, the alien's moving so fast, they're like, we can't aim for it. And the guy's like, put up a grid. And they put up a grid and they see where it's moving towards. And then he's like, B2. And then they shoot it and then it goes into, like, it's really bad. It's so dumb.
That's like in their contract, they were like, well, you need to make at least one reference.
But
they
were
like,
oh, Mattel.
Fuck, we forgot about it.
They
okay.
never said you sunk my battleship?
They may have, but I forget.
They better have said that.
I don't know.
Otherwise, it's just a terrible movie.
All these cats.
That'd be like the one-liner. Like, to get them to realize, oh, fuck, we need to take them out, would be, they got the commanding officer would just stand up, take his glasses off, and be, you sunk my battleship.
I'd be like, well,
like, have some fucking fun with it. Like,
exactly.
I mean, come on. It's a battleship movie.
Can we talk about the song that James Corden was singing in the garbage chute there? Because this was not clever whatsoever. No. This is what he's saying. Nobody knows the touchscreen I've seen. Nobody knows my screenshot.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Like, what? That's not even clever.
A screenshot is a picture.
No, I got that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no. What? Are they just like, all right, we want to sing Nobody Knows because it's like he's in prison, and that's a nice cliche of cartoons is that they'll do that.
Sing Nobody Knows, yeah.
Yeah, singing Nobody Knows. But let's just
Which,
put random
it,
cell phone
isn't
words
that, like,
in.
Like a sleeve song.
Probably.
No, isn't it? It's like Old Man River. Like, singing Old Man River is fucked because it's a slave song about, like, dying and probably leaving the slave life.
I thought it was a Holocaust song.
I'm trying to find a way to tie, like, the invisible hand into that for a joke.
Odd joke.
No, because he's a hand.
You keep trying.
Because he's a hand. And he's singing.
Well, he says angel hand.
Oh, that's pretty good.
He says the angel hand is coming to take me away or something like that. Which is really depressing.
First we're not singing Old Man River, then we're taking down statues of Robert E. Lee. Where does it end, people?
Wow. Anyway. Wow.
I really need to
I really need to
take a piss.
No, you don't. No, you don't. We're almost done. We're wrapping it up. Don't worry. We're getting there.
Wrap it up, Adam.
Right. Hang on. Tie it off.
Use this bag. Don't you use the cat!
You've done enough to the cat.
There is some feminist stuff going on, too. She says...
Yeah.
She goes...
With a jailbait?
Yeah,
jailbait, yes.
Jailbait!
Jailbreak?
The young princess jailbait.
Too much pedophilia today, guys. I think...
Too much pedophilia?
Too much pedophilia.
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about. Jailbait. Where was there pedophilia? I don't know what you're saying.
Too many pedophilic jokes today. Men take credit for everything that women do.
Quote.
Yeah. Give us a little more. How about, like, explain why, other than just saying it and that being true. Anyway, again, total lack of understanding about anything in life. And then, oh, you laughed once in this film, and you laughed very hard. Explain
As
why.
Did you.
And I laughed very hard, partly because I found it funny, and partly because I found Adam laughing funny.
Yes.
It had nothing to do with any jokes that were said. It was just... a certain voice actor that I had no idea was in the movie.
Yep.
I lost my shit at the voice of the great Stephen Wright.
A tie-in to the Wattat universe. Leon from Horace and Pete. Stephen Wright played...
Oh, it was great.
Papa Matt.
It was great.
Is that who it was? Yeah. I didn't know who it was, so I didn't even try to... I was just like, I'll wait.
It took me a while to figure it out, but...
No, that voice is... Yes, it is very clear.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yep.
Did they see him in Horace and Pete, and they were like...
Yes,
bring him on.
The creators of the Emoji Movie saw Horace and Pete.
I bet you they did.
There's no chance they watched Horace and Pete. There is no shot. He was phenomenal in it. Jennifer Coolidge played the mom. Those two parents were pretty hilarious, actually, and I just loved their
They might have actually been, like, the best part.
They were they are
the best part.
Hey, yeah. Nick, come up on the mic.
Might be the best part.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Was that better?
Yeah, it was.
The birds.
Die bombing us?
Birdemic.
Oh, okay.
Shock and terror.
I think...
Great film.
Great film.
Quality.
I'd much rather watch that right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, in conclusion...
Yeah.
This movie is evil. You shouldn't see it. You shouldn't give money towards it. And we should be lobbying as a people to stop these films from getting made, because I really do think that they represent everything that's wrong in the world.
I think the crises in the world right now, all of the bad things that are happening, this is by far the worst. And we should put all of our attention towards it.
I think I'm most mad about the fact that Patrick Stewart's actually in this.
Yeah.
Have a very unimportant role.
Yeah,
well, a lot really more unimportant.
Unimportant role. Than I thought.
Yeah,
I think
love
we were
Patrick. Stewart.
Weren't we all under the impression that the poop emoji was going to be a much more prominent character?
Because it's Patrick fucking Stewart.
I read somewhere that he was going to be King Poop. I don't know where I saw it, but I saw the king with.
Remember you telling me that.
I saw Poop with a crown somewhere, and I thought, Patrick Stewart's playing the king.
Yeah,
which made sense.
Sure,
and it sounded right.
He's been doing a lot of weird, smaller roles lately, like Green Room. It's kind of different, you know. Like the
I would not compare this to Green Room, but okay.
Wait, isn't he like the main bad
he's
guy?
The, yeah,
in
he's
Groomer?
The big bad in Green Room.
Yeah, but it's like an indie film. It's like, why is he showing up in this film? You know.
I think it makes more sense than the Emoji Movie and a thankless role.
It does. I'm not saying.
Sofia Vergara has one speaking line too. It's just so bad, man.
Wait, that was Sofia Vergara.
Yeah,
the dancing.
The dancing.
I realized it at the end. I'm like, oh yeah, that's.
Yeah, Sophia. I heard her voice. Damn. I was like, yep.
Yeah,
that's her.
It's really frustrating to me that. Like, I don't understand why they even put big-name actors in kids' movies. I don't get it.
Especially, like, this.
They didn't used to. Like, Disney used to cast... If you go back and
you don't
look
need
at, like,
to.
Cinderella and Snow White and all, like, those old Disney movies, there were never big names.
It's, like, really old,
bro. Until... Like,
Robin Williams was in Aladdin.
But there's a difference. Okay, here's why. What I was going to say is you don't cast big-name actors for the sake of casting big-name actors. Cast people who are actually great voice actors. Robin Williams is a great voice actor.
Robin Williams and Gilbert Gottfried played Iago phenomenally.
They have great voices for that kind of thing.
Sure.
I mean, because even think about it, but even then, they were...
When I'm watching...
Like, Aladdin was the boyfriend from Full House.
Really?
Okay. Was DJ's boyfriend, yeah.
Okay.
Steve.
Okay.
It's the same guy.
But when I'm watching a kid's movie and I can't even tell whose voice is who, like, what's the point?
I guess.
You're better off getting someone who's just a really tremendous voice actor who maybe people don't know about.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore, though, because you got to get the butts in seats. You can put that in a trailer. I mean, it sounds...
Well, and also...
It's also a waste of money, in my opinion.
All, like, the big voice actors are doing TV shows. Mm-hmm. Like, Taylor Strong does TV shows.
I guess, but...
Was it Joe... No, not Joe DiMaggio. John DiMaggio.
Yeah, John DiMaggio. Who's the other guy that's really good that did, like, the Animaniacs?
Is it just me, though, or is it the Hollywood and TV industry is completely upside down?
It totally is. Entirely.
It's crazy.
Yes. I've made this point on other podcasts many times over. I feel this all the time. Television shows are on the big screen. You go because you're used to the characters and it's comfortable and it's familiar and you want to see what Captain America's up to in the next episode. And you go on TV if you want something that's experimental and weird and crazy.
And I didn't want to believe that for, like, the longest time, but it is absolutely true.
100%
totally true.
Yeah.
All the great art is on TV right now. There is nothing that I have seen in the theater in the last 3 years that comes anywhere close to what Twin Peaks is doing right now, what Better Call Saul is doing, what Fargo is doing, what any...
Is Better Call Saul still on?
Better Call Saul is phenomenal right now.
How many episodes left? One?
No, Better Call Saul has been done.
Oh, it just finished?
Yeah, the season just wrapped up.
It's every once in a while, we'll get a movie that I like more than basically every TV show that's out.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen often, but every once in a while, sure. It's you get, for me at least, an Inside Llewyn Davis comes out. Or a Mad Max.
I mean, there are some good movies still.
Sure.
That's not something there isn't.
There are auteurs still doing it for very cheap, and there's people like Jordan Peele that are turning $2 million budgets into, like, these big... phenomenons.
Great movie.
But it is very cynical because people aren't going to theaters anymore. What's going to get them there? Children are going to get them there. Yeah. So they make movies about emojis and they make movies about guys with tights flying around in the sky.
Continuing franchises.
Right? Or they just do something that's familiar. Let's make another Star Wars movie every single year because you're going to see Star Wars. You're not going to take a risk and necessarily, I don't know, what's the movie? Logan Lucky's not going to make a lot of money. This, you know, although it might be great. No one's going to see it.
I don't know. I know a lot of adults and friends of my parents. My parents want
to
see it.
In your world, but, like, not anywhere close to what any of these
people are doing. But I think if it makes money, it's going to be because they have Daniel Craig, Adam Driver. No, I don't think people are, like, seeing him and be like, oh, that looks good. They'd be like, oh, hey, Adam Driver's in it. I like him in Star Wars. Let's go see him in this. Mm-hmm. Or I like Daniel Craig as Bond. I'm gonna go watch him as the explosive doctor.
But that movie looks terrible, and I'm not gonna watch it because
oh no, I really want to go see that movie.
The one with
Logan Lucky.
It was very good.
Oh, that's what it's called.
Logan Lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, Logan Lucky looks great.
No, that looks really good.
It looks so stupid to me.
It's a Soderbergh film.
He doesn't know Steven Soderbergh.
I don't know who that is. it looked stupid. It looked like they were just throwing in these big name actors for no reason.
No.
That's what it looks like when I'm watching the trailer. I'm watching the trailer though. That's what it looks like though.
It wasn't amazing. But it's a nice, good... It's better than basically everything else that's out right now.
Yeah,
that's fair. But
Steven Soderbergh came out of retirement to make this.
To me, occasionally you get these gems. Like, that's why Logan was so good, though.
Yeah. Yes, but Logan is still playing within the form, though. Like, that... the name of the director is who? Who directed
James Mangold.
James Mangold could not have just went to the studio and said, I want to make a dark, gritty, $100 million Western. Right? It doesn't work like that anymore. You go saying... I want to make a dark, gritty, R-rated Western. How are we going to do it? Let's throw in pre-existing IP.
Okay.
And let's disguise it in a superhero movie. Yeah, right? If I want to make a heist movie, I got to make Ant-Man. You know, I got to make Rogue One. I can't just make a fun heist movie. You know what I mean? I can't just make a war movie.
You literally don't see that anymore.
There's been a few movies that have broken the mold.
Uh-huh.
Like, didn't Hello High Water break that
a little bit? Sure, that's a fun one.
But that's like an outlier.
And it's cheap. It's only if you can make it for under $10 million.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is why, even though I didn't particularly care for Get Out and why I didn't like Dunkirk, I'd still say go see those movies. Those movies should be seen.
How did you not like either of those?
Yeah, that's really weird. Those are my two favorites.
The two of them are
Those are one and two so far this year for me. They're incredible.
I explained to you very thoroughly why I didn't.
No, we know all about that.
Because I think it's fundamentally flawed.
So into Dunkirk.
But
I don't get how you cannot like that movie.
It's an amazing film. It's really.
I saw it twice.
It's transcendent. It's incredible.
It's not, but okay.
It's great.
Fine. you're wrong, but that's okay. It's wow. I'll call it a good movie, sure, but I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's 100%. And now on TV, if you're taking chances, if you like have a really good script and you go to a studio with it, they'll tell you, let's turn this into a 10-episode miniseries. Yeah. Let's just put it on Netflix. Netflix will just give you as much free reign as you want.
Netflix,
they'll just give you a rope and just do something and just take a chance.
Well, that's what's cool about Netflix is that they're really not like forcing people to do anything. They're just like, here is cash.
They don't give notes like studios do.
Well, no, they're all doing it. Netflix does it. Amazon does it with like Man in the High Castle, which was, I mean, I know that was an existing IP, but... Mm-hmm. Hulu's doing it.
Yeah, 100%. And now it's getting dangerous, and this is a whole larger conversation.
We could maybe have
this another time. It's getting to a dangerous thing where this bubble's going to burst pretty soon.
Yeah.
But Apple just announced that they're putting $1 billion towards original content for Hollywood. Like, Apple is the biggest company in the world, is about to like start like putting their stamp on this game, and that could get really scary and really dangerous and get out of control. But I mean, in the meantime, we're still getting really cool shit, you know?
Yeah. I was going to ask you how you feel about Disney as well.
Mm-hmm.
Disney's creating their
own... Disney has their own streaming service.
Now. They're doing a subscription base to get any Disney content, which means it's not going to be anywhere else.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that, but that's because we don't watch Disney anymore.
But it's interesting. I mean, I'm curious where that's going to go. Because, I mean, Disney owns Marvel and...
Yes.
They own Miramax.
I mean, does that mean that we're not going to see Marvel movies?
Lucasfilm.
And Lucasfilm on Netflix anymore?
Starting 2019, yes.
That probably.
It's so monopolized now. I can't stand
it. Well, even to an extent, like even HBO, which has been around forever, is starting to do it.
Yes.
Like when they did Young Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Like no one was going to go and see that, but HBO aired it, and did you see it?
Nico did.
Actually, I liked it.
I loved Young Pope. I was like on the edge of my seat every Sunday.
I was waiting Sunday.
Is that sort of like dark, gritty, like action
Jude Law
show?
Law plays
like a 40-something-year-old Pope.
There's really...
Pope? Is it actually
Pope? No, yeah, he is the Pope.
There's no really other way to explain it other than he's a Pope that's young. That's pretty much.
I know what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of something.
What are we thinking of?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay. I need to piss.
Young Pope is. Fun.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, but that bubble's
slow,
about to burst.
Slow, but it's good.
But no,
heard it here first.
Anyway, yeah,
bubble's gonna burst.
The doomsday clock. Let's count down, guys. This has been fun. This is great. Thank you all for being here. I'm glad that we're back together, and we'll be back next week talking about something else terrible. I am sure, right?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to say? TooManyThoughtsMedia.com, TMT.media. Subscribe to all the shows, thank you if you are a new listener and just finding us. This has been a fun little experiment that we've done for the last 2.5 years or so, and we're glad that we can keep doing it and people enjoy it. It's really great. So this has been Wise's Thing, and you have all been naughty.
Naughty.